This is Dr. Schneider dictating a six-minute walk test on Jan Mousley, M-O-U-S-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 7/19/22, Mr. Mousley performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, your urinary saturation was 97%, period, after walking 301 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation was 96%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Leon Smith. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 7/19/22, Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There's no significant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 1/5/22, there's been no significant change, period. Paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Eisenman, E-I-S-E-N-M-A-N. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 7/19/22, Mr. Eisenman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/18/22, there's been improvement, period, of paragraph impression, normal study, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Clifford Siegfried, S-I-E-G-F-R-I-E-D. This goes to the VA. On 7/19/22, Mr. Siegfried performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/1/21, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on same patient, Clifford Siegfried. This goes to the VA. On 7/19/22, Mr. Siegfried performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98%, period. After walking 391 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 88%, period. Paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance with mild demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Price. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 7/19/22, Mrs. Price performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 95%, period. After walking 272 meters, despite hip pain, she had a saturation of 88% after walking 272 meters, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with minimal, albeit insignificant, demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Pleasance. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 7/19/22, Mr. Pleasance performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/16/21, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.